The head of the MTA has resigned, effective immediately. Chairman Joe Lota was appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo in spring 2017. At that time, the agency had been without a chairman for 5 months. In a first for the agency, Lota kept his day job as head of NYU Langone Health and delegated the MTA's day-to-day duties. Joining us to discuss Lota's tenure and what comes next for the agency is WNYC's transportation reporter, Stephen Nesson. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Jamie.
All right, remind us what was happening at the MTA when Joe Lota came in.
Well, way back in spring of 2017, subway riders were having an absolutely hellish year. Well, that year started with the opening of the new Second Avenue subway. Things went downhill real fast. Delays were up, on-time performance sunk, there was flooding on the tracks. You may remember that nightmarish F train that was stuck in a tunnel for nearly an hour without air conditioning. Riders were prying the doors open, and there was that derailment in Harlem. It was the beginning of the public really awakening to the fact that subway service was abysmal and unacceptable.
So Lota is appointed, and what does he do about all of these problems?
Well, his first task is really to stop the bleeding. So he came up with what he called his subway action plan, dozens of small things the MTA can do to improve service. Basic stuff like cleaning clogged drains, fixing leaks, expediting the repair of more than 1,000 signals. He said he was really targeting what the MTA calls major incidents that are at the root of delays. And this sounded pretty good at the time. The price tag, $836 million, didn't seem that extravagant, especially given the MTA's annual operating budget of $16.6 billion a year. But then Lota added something curious. He said he's going to ask the city to pay for half of his plan. That was a head-scratcher for Mayor de Blasio, since the city doesn't run the MTA. Here's what Lota said at the time.
I don't want to get into politics. This is not at all to discuss that. It's not about personalities. It's about who owns and who needs to provide the funding. For anyone to say, not my problem, it's the state's problem, they don't know the law, they don't know the history, and they don't understand the relationship.
All right. And this debate over who controls the MTA set off a major conflict between Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, and it became a top issue in the gubernatorial primary. But Cuomo ultimately won a third term, and de Blasio did end up kicking in $400 million for the Subway Action Plan. How successful were Lota's efforts to stop the bleeding?
Well, it's been over a year, and those arguments seem so long ago now, and we are starting to see the results. And the on-time performance of trains in September and October is back to 2015 levels. The number of major incidents is going down a little. You could say there were 52 last month compared with 64 in October 2017. Not exactly something riders are going to notice, I think. But last month, the agency admitted it still doesn't know what's causing 40% of the delays. That said, one of Lota's key accomplishments was appointing New York City Transit President Andy Byford, an internationally recognized transit leader who, to use Byford's word, is relentlessly trying to improve service and the culture at the MTA.
Running the MTA was not Lota's full-time job. He didn't take a salary, and he continued to serve as chief of staff at NYU Langone Health. Plus, he kept a slew of board positions, including one at Madison Square Garden, which often has business before the MTA.
Well, he did recuse himself from a lot of the discussions related to his other work, and we can't say for sure exactly right now why he's resigning so abruptly. Just 2 weeks ago, he said he wasn't going anywhere, but it'll be something that we continue to follow.
For now, MTA Vice Chair Freddie Ferrer will serve as the acting chair until the governor appoints a new one. What will the new chair face?
Well, we've got the L train shutdown coming up, and New York City Transit President Andy Byford's big plan for fixing the MTA is expected to cost $40 to $60 billion. So drumming up the funds for that is going to be the next chairman's chief job.
All right, that is WNYC's Stephen Nesson. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you.